1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The right?
All right, well, but you were to tell me the story again.
Am I on the air, sir?
You're on the air right now. Tell me the story again.
Well, my grandson is staying with my wife and I, and he wanted, my wife said to take him to the movie that I was mentioning to you.
The March of the Penguins.
The film is a film about the penguins in the South Pole.
Yeah, the March of the Penguins.
I'm sorry?
What, the name of the film is The March of the Penguins?
Yes, sir. The March of the Penguins. And I did not, you know, I spent 4.5 years in the United States Navy, 2 of those years in combat for our country. So I was not, thrilled to go see a film that was made by French filmmakers, which I think is a, you know, they're trying to make fun of the U.S. Navy in this. And
this March of the Penguins is a documentary about penguins.
Well, I know what they say, but the point is, I said, well, I didn't want to go, but my wife...
I can't hear you, sir.
My wife, she said that she didn't want... She wanted me to take my grandson. Now, I am very... Paul, the reason why I called your program is I'm appalled at the level of intelligence of children who are very, very stupid. And we went to see the film at the theater, and I realized that there were a lot of unattended children there, and the ones that were with their parents were rather stupid. And that's why I... got into the problem.
All right, well, sir, you went to the movie theater with your grandson today, right?
Yes.
All right. You went to see March of the Penguins. You didn't want to go, but you went.
Well, I was told by my wife to see this film, and because my granddaughter, my daughter in a job interview.
Okay.
And we went to see it. Now, we sat down to see it, and that's what I heard the woman say what she said.
All right. You were upset because the film showed how stupid kids are?
Well, there were a lot of children in this theater, and it was depressing to listen to their stupid, some of the things they say.
But they're kids, right?
Well, you know, they're kids, but do they have to be asking in the middle of a film about this penguin situation? And the child says, what's that? Who's that? And all this.
Well, you're a grandfather. You know kids ask questions.
Well, but the mother is saying, here comes the bad guy, here comes the bad guy. Now, that was part of the penguin portion of the film. And
well, the entire film is about penguins, about if people don't know what we're talking about.
Well, the film trailer...
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
The film is called March of the Penguins. I think it's a charming movie about emperor penguins in the South Pole that once a year migrate by marching in a straight line to the interior of the ice floe or what have you that they're on, and it is there where they mate, correct? Put him on hold for a minute. And it's there where they mate, and then they show how these penguins... Now, you are offended by the film, and you also say...
Well, here's... I'm astonished at the lack of intelligence, and I also am astonished that these people don't care whether they are saying it out loud or not, and that's what I told her to shut up, because I'm a war veteran. And
did you turn around and tell her to shut up?
I turned around and I said, would you please shut up? Yes, because she was going on about, here comes the bad guy, here comes the bad guy.
Well, who's the bad? What do you mean?
The bird that would eat the penguin meat.
Okay, there's a big bird that flies in the part of the movie when the little chicks are hatched. There's some kind of a pelican?
It's some kind of a predatory bird, yes, sir.
All right, and the pelican comes down and tries to snatch the penguin chicks, but the moms and dads defend them.
Well, it seemed pretty obvious to me, and yet here is this kid sitting behind me, and I could clearly hear, and I told the theater manager later, I could clearly hear him rummaging around in his box of Raisinets with his little greasy fingers, and it pointed it.
What did you hear?
Sir, I was in the Korean War, and I saw an awful lot. And there are children in Korea that would come up to our jeeps and would come up to our aid station and ask for food, and they were always coming up. Okay. Enough said about that. Now I go into a movie theater in the United States of America, and I'm listening to some child rummaging with his greasy fingers through a box of what were the things there? A box of duds. And
milk duds?
My understanding is they're, yes, the milk dud. Here's a boy rummaging with his fingers through his milk dud. The mother is talking, and I finally had to say to her, I would appreciate the fact if you'd shut your mouth, because I didn't want to be here. I'm looking at a film about a penguin situation, which I think is appalling. And you're talking about, here comes the bad guy, here comes the bad guy.
All right, look it. If a parent, I'll give our number, too, by the way, 1-800...
That's eight.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Are you just talking about people talking loud in a movie theater?
Well, I'm talking about, if you can understand what I'm saying, how stupid you got to be to bring your child to this film, which doesn't do a thing for me. I can tell you I can watch penguin movies, and it doesn't do anything for me.
Doesn't gun your engine, huh?
I beg your pardon?
All right, so the kids were stupid.
I felt that this young child with his chubby fingers rummaging through a box of Raisinets, and you could clearly hear the candy being rummaged through, and the mother talking to him, like he was born with his brain outside of his head, and that it had to be reinserted in the skull. And for me, I find that to be an appalling situation in a country where we spend the gross national product that we do on the educational system. Now then, with it.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. What is your name?
It's Lloyd, Phil.
All right. What is your primary complaint about this movie?
Well, the movie I didn't like because it was produced by the French, who are completely at odds with the United States policy in Iraq. It's just like them to run away from a fight and go down to the South Pole and take photographs of penguins. It's just like the French to do something cowardly like that. Number two, do I have to sit in a movie theater with my son, my grandson, and listen to some brat rummaging through a box of Mounds miniatures while his mother talks about a pelican? And finally, number three, I find it insulting beyond words that these French, too cowardly to fight in the Iraq War, run away to the South American pole, and take pretty pictures of a penguin walking around like he can't find it with both wings. And number four, I will also tell you, I find it appalling that they photograph fully penguins walking in an erect style. And
are you kidding me, man, with all of this? Are you trying to tell...
No, let me tell you something. I'm a war veteran, and I'm not kidding you about anything.
All right. The penguins walk erect.
I just think the entire thing is a metaphor for the how much they hate our guts.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here at the Phil Hendry Show. That gentleman is talking about March of the Penguins. I think the movie's charming, and we took the kids. They loved it. I liked it. What am I talking about? I thought it was beautifully photographed. And, yeah, you hear parents explaining things to kids, but don't you think that's a time when maybe there can be a little bit of talking in a movie theater? Because if a parent is trying to explain a film to a child, a movie that's meant for children, or at least it is meant for everybody, a family, it's a G-rated deal, then, you know, you got little kids in a movie theater, you're going to have to explain certain things. What's that? What's that? That's what kids do. This man turned around and told a mother to shut up who was explaining the pelican scene to her child. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I tell you, I was up to my eyebrows and bowl haircuts for 2 years.
All right, hold on. We're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. You took your grandson to see March of the Penguins. You understand this is a film that is a film a lot of kids like. It's a family.
All right, Mr. Henry, please don't misunderstand. I went to war in Korea to protect the rights of people to enjoy family entertainment. But what we're trying to say, those of us who fought in the various wars, we're not some kind of hero, but we want a little common decency and respect. That when I go to a movie with my grandson, and I've got to listen to some soccer mom, indulging her questionable pride in a child that you don't know whether the child is brain damaged at that age. You don't know whether the child will grow up with the full functioning of his senses. He's sitting in a movie theater with his chubby fingers rummaging around in a box of Bounds miniatures. Two for $11, and you are...
All right, we just lost our signal. Let's go to a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Susie, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just want to... I have a comment about the gentleman that was just on...
I'll save the letter.
Hold on for a minute. That gentleman's phone is a little loud. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Susie.
Okay. I have to say I feel sorry for his grandson because...
What's that you say?
I said I feel sorry for his grandson. He sounds like an old, disgruntled person, just like most of Southwest Florida is. It's unfortunate that he came up with whatever opinion he had of this child that was rummaging through his little box of candies. He had no business being at the theater. He made his whole evening miserable for his grandson. And this is what Southwest Florida's made up of. You people should move back to your home state.
Can I ask you a question? There are a great many Jewish people in Southwest Florida. Now, this Cindy Sheehan, whose son died in Iraq, are you familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she hates Jews?
Wait a minute.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Cindy Sheehan is a Jew hater, and I can tell by looking at her, I can tell by the way she looks through her face, she's crazier than a crap house rat.
You know what? It sounds like you don't know really what you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly,
if I were you, I would hang up and go to bed.
I'm talking
you
about...
You sound like you shouldn't even have been driving your grandson anywhere.
Ma'am, I'm simply saying I want to take my grandson to a film without hearing some soccer mom indulging a boy who could very well, within 2 or 3 years, show the traits, the very recognizable traits of mongoloidism. Why is she doing that?
She's talking to her boy about the movie, man. I mean, little kids... I'm sorry, Susie, to preempt you, but little kids are going to see this movie, okay?
Yes. You are supposed to keep your hole under your nose shut in a movie theater. Am I correct, or am I insane? Isn't that
what it is? You're not realistic. You're talking about little children. I don't know of one little child that hasn't made noise and eaten out of a box of candy from a theater ever in my whole life. And when you were a little boy, you probably did the same thing. So you're a little...
Are you not realistic for real? Ma'am, I'll ask you the same question. Are you for real?
Absolutely. I'm so for real.
I'm as real as real can get.
I'm so for real. But you need to stop driving a car if you took your grandson to the movies in a car, and you need to retire and go to bed.
Dear,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Dear, I fought for your right to sit on the phone and run the hole under your nose. And all I'm asking for is...
That's not respectful.
Well, all I'm asking for is a little peace and quiet in a movie theater to watch some god-awful penguin...
I have the answer for you, sir. The best way to do that is wait till it comes out on video or TV and watch it in your own home.
Well, I would love to do that, but I've got a 5-year-old grandson and a grandmother, my wife, that enables him. She's codependent with him and lets this brat... run us around. Well, you know, son.
You've got a lot of bad karma going, man, with your grandson. The little boy wants to go see the Penguin movie.
You know what, Henry?
Let's
thank God that your wife does have a codependency with the grandson, because she surely to God wouldn't want to be that way with you. It's a blessing that she is close to her grandson.
You want to know, I just recognized something. You're the woman that was sitting behind me in the theater. I recognize the voice now.
No, it wasn't me.
You weren't, so you weren't in the Montclair Six last week?
I don't even know where that is. I live in Naples,
I'll tell you right
Florida.
Now. I'll tell you, I can tell by the way Cindy Sheehan looks through her face. She's nuttier than... Well, you can say...
Why are you going to Cindy Sheehan, man? We're talking about March of the Freaking Penguins.
Listen to the language you're using.
Sir...
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Susie, thank you.
Well, she brought up Southwest...
Thank you very much.
No. She brought up Southwest Florida, where there's a high concentration of Jewish people listening to your broadcast right now. What's wrong with that?
He's way out of line.
So you don't think there's Jews living around you?
Who cares if they are? They're wonderful people.
Well, Cindy Sheehan hates them.
Well, I don't care. I don't even know who she is, and I don't care.
That's a good thing you don't, because if you did... I'll tell you what you would do. You'd get out the electric knife.
All right.
Yeah, I fought for this country, and I know what an electric knife can do to a bald haircut.
All right. Thank you
he
very much.
He sounds like he's totally... He doesn't even sound
no,
like
ma'am.
He's...
Ma'am, I know what I'm talking about. A grandson who wanted to see this penguin nonsense. I took him, and all I got is a woman behind me filling my ear full of her gobbledygook.
All right. Thank you, Susie. 1-800-449-8686. Why do you bring up Cindy Sheehan?
The lady said, if I could repeat myself, that she was calling for Southwest Florida. Is that correct?
Southwest Florida, which is down on the Gulf Coast.
Well, it's Florida, isn't it? And there are a number of our fine Jewish citizens living there. Am I correct about that?
Yeah.
Cindy Sheehan has been quoted on an anti-Israeli site as saying she does not support fighting for Israel. Now, if that isn't anti-Semitism, I don't know what is. And that son-in-law of mine who married my daughter, he was making some anti-Semitic cracks, too.
Are we talking about March of the Penguins?
I was mentioning as a side deal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Regenda?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just find it very interesting that a gentleman that age would take his grandson for theater. He's acting worse than his grandson is. He's acting worse than a little child that was at a theater eating his candy, because I have two kids, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I always take them to movies, and they always ask questions. Should I tell them no? Don't ask me question now? Or should I wait until they get home?
Well, Regenda, I don't know are you from Korea?
No, I'm not from Korea.
All right, sir. You know that the sign on the movie screen says, please keep your hole shut.
Can you keep your 5-year-old mouth shut all the time?
Well, if that 5-year-old of mine can't learn the rules of society and common decorum, which we're
I don't think you have your mind screwed in, right? Because a 5-year-old is only a 5-year-old. You can't expect a 5-year-old to act like a 20-year-old.
I mean, we're talking about a movie theater where there's going to be a lot of children watching the March of the Penguin movie, which is a...
You can't get a 20-year-old to act like a 20-year-old. How do you expect to get a 5-year-old to act like a 5-year-old?
Well, I'll tell you how you do it, Regenda. You turn around and you tell that soccer mom you can zip that hole up under your nose and put it back to work tonight doing what it does best. And
I think you need some help. Because you're taking your kid, your grandkid to the movie, and here you are not being respectful to others and their right to see what they want to see, and even if they have to say it's a kid's movie, for Christ's sake.
You know, I find it very interesting that these opinions are coming from a man with the name Vagina, and I would hope that...
His name is Regenda.
I didn't hear the gentleman.
You need some help.
No, I don't need help. What I need is understanding that I fought for this country in Korea.
Yeah, a lot of people fight for this country. Does everybody have the right to do whatever they please?
Say that again?
I said a lot of people fight for this country. Does that mean that whenever they want to do something, they have to get what they want?
Let me tell you something, Vagina. When I was fighting...
That guy's name... Boy, this cat is cracked, Regenda.
Yeah, I think he really needs some help, sir.
What is the gentleman's name?
Regenda.
All right, let me say I fought for this country in Korea, and I'm glad to do it. But when I go to see the penguin nonsense, and I've got a 5-year-old's chubby fingers rummaging around in his box, you know, Vagina, your lips are flapping in the breeze.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Thank you. Boy, you dirty-minded, filthy old bastard.
Well, you better smile when you say that.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
R.C. Collins is going to join us. R.C. is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, although I know you were with your dad up in Northern California.
That's correct, sir, yes.
Where are you right now? Are you playing video?
Yeah, we're in an arcade in the Antioch, California area right now, sir.
All right, R.C., you're eventually going to want to go to the Fort Bragg 82nd Airborne, right?
Yes, sir. And I want to say at this time, Mr. Henry, that fighting for my country in Iraq is what my goal is. And also, I just saw Catherine Harris on television. She's running for the Congress of America out of Florida, and she's a very attractive woman. And when you get a look at, and I don't mean any disrespect, but when you get a look at the pair on her, you know what you're fighting for. And
I think that is disrespectful.
I'm sorry?
I think that is disrespectful.
Well, Mr. Henry, you know, you mentioned that.
I mean, to say you got to look at the pair on her, you know what you're fighting for. She's running for the U.S. Congress.
Mr. Henry, we've been forced over the last week to look at this Sheehan woman who's got a face on her to make a freight train take a dirt road.
Her son died in Iraq, and a little bit of respect may be accorded to her.
I am not disrespecting her. I'm just saying I'm going to fight for this country, and her son fought for this country, and he died like a brave person.
Yes, he did.
And for her to get on TV every night with a face on her that would stop a clock, make a freight train take a dirt...
Yeah, I get it already. Look, I want you to do this thing.
Well, you're really kind of getting up in my grill on a lot of this. And all I'm saying is, get a look at the pair on Catherine Harris. You know what you're...
Well, yeah, I want to talk about the flashback that we're going to do, because you were on our show a couple of years ago before you had a life change, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about what you used to be, what was the life change, and how you came to be in the military academy, and then we're going to play this flashback of you when you were just like a young punk.
Well, young punk is a great description of me, Mr. Henry. I was into a lot of really bizarre things. I was goth. I was very much into devil worship. I also formed a vampire cult with my friend Chris Sorensen, where we'd sit around and prick our fingers on Friday night and suck the blood out of it. And it's very, you know, kind of very degenerated.
What, you're sucking your own blood?
Oh, so that makes us pussies, or...
Yeah, well, can we dump that word? I don't want to hear that word on this. Don't use the P word.
Well, does that make us sissies because we sucked our own blood and not each other's? I'm not full-on gay. I think there is still some hope for me. God.
All right, let's talk about this flashback.
Anyway, this is a flashback back when I wanted to be a rapper before I decided to turn my life around.
All right, the request is from CG. It reads, Phil, you have to replay the R.C. Collins remix of Straight Out of Chatsworth as a flashback request. This production is so patently original and bizarre that only a veteran listener will probably appreciate it, but run it for the masses anyway. So in other words, people listen to our show back when you were goth and your mother was drinking heavily before your father came and moved you up north and put you in the military academy.
My father saved my life, but this is going to give people an idea of what a punk I was on account of me sucking my own blood.
All right, whatever that means. Here is R.C. Collins with a flashback CG request straight out of Chatsworth.
Check it. Yo, my name is R.C. and I come from the street, chilling with a 40 in my yard.
Yeah.
Maxin', waxin', chicks hey, hopping on my junk. Coming out of county, hit the street, little homie come up to me, I hear six cows. What are you gonna sing to me? I? Straight out of Chatsworth.
I?
It's all good, home. Straight out of Chatsworth.
It's all good.
Oh, no. Straight out of Chatsworth. Don't sweat me, freak. I? Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I.
I'm RC. You better watch it, homie, because I'm OG.
You are wrong.
Know what I'm saying? I? Yo, with my posse in the house.
What?
The people call me Mouse. Popping caps in my head, and then I sport. I screwed it up. Yo, my posse's in the house. The people call me Mouse. Popping caps in my head, and then I sport some wood.
and you're chilling with a 40 in your yard.
I pull the trigger in my 9, drink a strawberry wine, then I took a cap in the ass. Take a cap in my ass, and then I smoked some grass, and then I had to help my dad at the hardware store. Check it.
I,
straight out of Chatsworth.
I know it's all good, Rob.
Know what I'm saying? Straight out of Chatsworth.
It's all good.
Oh, that's hot.
Straight out of Chatsworth.
I...
chilling in your yard with the 40.
Check it out. Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I...
Yo. My name is RC. I may have a nut, but I can bring it.
Oh, God.
Cruising in my truck to find a chick.
And then you sport some wood.
I'm not a whore.
She wanna hop on my junk. Hop on my junk. Check it out.
I...
chilling on my butt because I just got one nut. Look out, little homie with a machine gun.
What?
Straight out of Chatsworth.
Chatsworth.
Did you want to have a frosty one?
Straight out of Chatsworth.
Mom! I got chlamydia.
Straight out of Chatsworth. Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I.
Hanging with the OGs. Hanging with the OGs. Hanging with the OGs. Hanging with the OGs.
R.C. Collins, straight out of Chatsworth, when R.C. was a typical white boy trying to hang hard. And that is by request from CG. Thanks, brother. We actually have that in the DigiCard here. I could play that any old time. Maybe we'll play it again tomorrow night. And that's our request for this evening. If you want to request something, a flashback material from the show, however long ago, because that bit there is probably, what is this, 2005? That's like an 8-year-old bit. You can just send us an email at phs@philhenryshow.com. phs@philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, now I remember that bit straight out of Chatsworth was sent to us by a listener. That's it. And they had hours of tape of the show, and they just selected these because we did do a song called Straight Out of Chatsworth with RC, but it wasn't that good. Anyway, whoever you are, thank you. I wish I could remember the guy's name, but he sent it to us. I'll tell you how old that bit is. I was still living on Ferndale.
Where's that?
Just a street we were living on. And so it was like the first year Marie and I got married, so that's 97. Not that anybody cares. Okay.
Right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show here. Our souvenir shop is at www.philhenryshow.com. You can visit there and check out some of the stuff that we have, like our Teds of Beverly Hills, which you just heard Ted on the air tonight. His shot glasses, there's coasters, there's the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling jacket. We don't have any Lloyd Bonafide stuff yet, but maybe we'll get it in. Did you see that March of the Penguins? Did you take Jack to see that? It's pretty cool. It's a, you know.
Well, I guess so. It's the South Pole.
Why don't you shut it?
What did you hear me for?
That lowbrow sophomoric bullcrap of yours. Look at man, I'm sorry I hit you, okay? I said it's pretty cool. Yeah, all right. Anyway, I like the flick. It's about some penguins. Where these penguins go down to the South Pole and they march. It's instinct. It's animal instinct. Anyway, I'm kind of into this nature stuff. Now, I saw an article in the paper. I'm having lunch today with a friend of mine. And I said, oh, yeah. And guess what? I read this article. I said, what? I said, all of the domestic dogs on Earth, all of the domesticated dogs on Earth, in other words, your dog, my dog, Chihuahuas, German Shepherds, Great Danes, I don't care what you have. As you know, all dogs are descended from wolves. The first wolf that was domesticated, man began to interbreed until finally we had these various breeds. All right, and that happened about 12,000 years ago. So I read this article in the LA Times where it said that all dogs, because of the science of DNA, scientists have been able to determine that all dogs on Earth, domestic dogs, descended from 4 female wolves in Western China. And my friend said, how's that possible? I said, what do you mean? They all came, what? So in other words, dogs like in Africa, they all came from, and I go, maybe I read that wrong. I don't know how. Then I finally concluded in my own stupid way. I said, well, can't, you know, are you telling me that all dogs were domesticated all at once? And my friend's going, well, I'm telling you is that you're saying the first cat to domesticate a dog was in China, and then all the little puppies from that first litter eventually had to spread out all over the world from China. And I said, that's what I'm saying.
And then he said, there you go, propping up the bull haircuts again.
He didn't say nothing about bull haircuts. But he said, so in other words, what you're telling me is, unlike all the other aspects of man's evolution where it all kind of happens simultaneously, well, not really, I mean, because man originated in Africa. Homo sapiens originated in Africa. So why wouldn't that make sense? If we all, Homo sapiens, the ones, that, if you're white, look in the mirror. What you're looking at is a black guy who's been away from Africa for about 1 million years. That's what happens to you when you leave Africa for 1 million years. You turn into this. Think about that, because it's exactly true. Original guy was black, then he split, and he was away from home so long that his nose thinned out, his skin got white, and, you know.
And his penis got small.
All right, you know what? If I hear from you one more, get him out of here.
You got to go, man.
Get him out of here, Leroy.
Where you been? Make the black guy take me out.
Get him out of here.
You got to go, man. I'm telling you that now. Come on. Freaking retard. You know I don't like black people.
You like Leroy. Get him out.
No. I don't want to have... I'll do it. I swear to God, man. I'll bring the heat. I'll open up a can of whoop-ass. Man.
Pretty sad, man, making all those comments. So anyway, make a long story short, these dogs originated, I think I'm right about that, with four female wolves in Western China, and then eventually the whole kit and caboodle, the whole doggy-woggy world that we know today, that we love, the little chihuahua, the little wiener dachshund dog that you've got, came from a female wolf in Western China, or so the LA Times says. But that's when Michael Kingsley was running their editorial department, and it probably was a big, fat, freaking lie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now, here's another thing. So, man originates in Africa. All right, so that's where we all came from. The first Homo sapien. Now, there were a whole lot of different kinds of hominids. There were a whole kind of different cats that sort of walked upright. Like even Neanderthal man, which died out. You know who Neanderthal, that's like the caveman that everybody talks about. He was a guy, he wasn't bad. He actually used tools and even had burial rites and stuff. But he was just a dumbass and he died out. Along comes Homo sapien. We split Africa. And some of us did. Some of us stayed there. The ones that stayed there looked the way they looked. The ones that split eventually started getting lighter and lighter until they looked like me, right? But then some of my people decided to go back south again. Only they didn't go to Africa. They went to India. So just dig this. Over the thousands of years of the migration, and Homo sapiens emerged 100,000 years ago. So there was 90,000 years from the time a Homo sapien finally walked upright and said, oh, the view from here is pretty good. Till we actually formed cities. 90,000 years, we were wandering around trying to figure it out like dumbasses. We're going, hunter-gather. Hey, have you guys thought about, like, planting crops, huh? I mean, in other words, oh, yeah. 90,000 years were dumbbells. We can't figure it out. So anyway, all these white cats that used to be black, then they turn around and go back to India, and they get dark again. What's that about?
Yeah, man, I'm going to split Africa. I'm going up north.
What the hell you say?
I'm going up north. The hell you? I'm going to Sweden, and I'm going further north, and now I sound like this, you know, and I'm in Sweden. And I said, well, this is funky, because there's going to be a whole lot of bad jokes made about me on late-night TV. I think I'll go down to India, and now I look like this, like some jackball with a dot in my head. I was better off in Africa, man. They never should have left Africa, the Indians. And the Swedes, Jesus. The only guys that have made sense to leave Africa, Americans. Well, the white ones, anyway. And the black guys didn't want to leave. They got, like, sent over here. But, you know, we're making it work. And the Italians, why did you leave? They still think you're black. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, you're in trouble now.
1-800-449-8686. We'd like to thank tonight Jeff Dowder, Bill Clendenin, who's the radio consultant that I couldn't understand a word of because he's a dumb hick, Margaret Gray, Bob Green, Ted Bell, Lloyd Bonafide, and R.C. Collins. Thank you, R.C., for explaining the Straight Outta Chatsworth bit. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.